Let us pray. God of love, your angel spoke to Mary, telling her of great things you were doing in her. Speak to us now. Let us hear the good news of your desire for us and for all creation unfolding in us. Here are we, the servants of your love. May it be for us according to your word. Amen.
Listening for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Luke's gospel in the first chapter. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a woman in a village in Galilee called Nazareth. A young woman who was engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, and the woman's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Hail, favored one, God is with you." And Mary was much perplexed by this and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, and he will be great. He will be given the throne of his ancestor David, and of his reign there will be no end, ruling over the house of Jacob forever." And Mary said, "How can this be? I'm just a girl." And the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy, will be called the Son of the Most High, the Son of God. And now, your kinswoman Elizabeth has also conceived, and this is the sixth month with her who was said to be barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Beloved. Let it be for me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Beloved, Jesus Christ.
So Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of the Messiah comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by God." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I have a dream that I'm turning into a real thing. Our son Aaron's girlfriend, Becky, is Jewish, so for Christmas, I'm giving her a menorah. I'm making a menorah. It's like the tree of life out of twisted wire. It's got little leaves and bird's nests where the candles will go. And I'm taking this thing that's in my head, this vision, and it's becoming an actual thing. Now, I want it to be really beautiful because I love Becky. and I want this to be special for her. It's a gift of love, and it would be nice no matter what, but I really want it to look right. So I'm working really hard to bring what's in my head to actual reality in my hands. So there's a little conversation back and forth, because sometimes the wire will do certain things and not do certain things. And there are things that I'm good at and I'm not good at. But the whole thing, even the little messed up bits, all of it is a part of this gift of love that I'm creating. Now, if you looked at one little bit, it wouldn't look like much. It would just look like a piece of wire. 20-gauge galvanized steel wire, bent. But when you look at the whole thing, you realize that this little bit of wire is part of a leaf that belongs to a tree, that is a menorah, that's about to become a gift of love for somebody that I care about. God has a dream. In the beginning was the Word. And God is taking that dream and making it into something real. All things came into being through the Word. And through the Word, nothing came into being except through the Word. The entire universe is God's creation of this dream, this logos, this word, into something. There's a little conversation back and forth between what's in God's heart and what's in the world, because there are some things the world will do and some things the world won't do. But all of the world, every little bit, is part of this cosmic miracle that God is doing. Bringing God's dream out into a real thing. Most of the time, when we see the little bits, we have a hard time seeing the whole thing. We can see part of what it belongs to. This morning when the sun came up, before the clouds came over, the sun on the ice in the trees made one believe that you didn't just live in Metro West Boston area. You lived in God's universe. Most of the time, we can't see the whole thing. Jesus was a special part of that world because even though Jesus was just one little bit, just one person, in him, you could see the whole thing. All of God's dream of this world of love and beauty and grace and forgiveness, all of that was right there in Jesus. Somehow, Mary knew that. Call it inspiration, call it insight, call it a dream, call it a vision, call it Gabriel. Somehow, Mary came to believe that God was doing this great cosmic thing, giving God's love an actual physical body. What we would now call the coming of Christ, this cosmic Christ coming in her, that would have power that would change the world. So of course Mary wondered, how could that be? I'm just a girl. But Gabriel said to her, it will not be just you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. You don't have to do this. God will do it in you. And it will be holy. Now Mary had no way of seeing the whole big picture. There's that song, Mary, did you know? And the answer is no. She had no way of knowing who this child would grow up to be, what he would mean to the world, what he would go through, what she would go through, the choices she would have to make. She had no way to foresee any of that or understand the enormity of this cosmic miracle that God was doing in her. God didn't need for her to understand. God just needed her to be willing to say yes. So Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Beloved. Let it be for me according to your word." And the miracle that God had been doing since the beginning of time began in her anew. God is doing a beautiful thing. This cosmic miracle of the coming of Christ into an actual being, into a real thing. God is doing this thing that changes the whole universe, this gift of love, this act of beauty and creation. And God is doing it in you. And you might ask, how can this be? I'm just a little girl. I'm just an old man. I'm just an ordinary person. And Gabriel says, it will not be just you. The power of the Holy Spirit will come upon you. What is conceived in you will be holy. And the power of the Most High will overshadow you. God is doing this miracle in you. And you don't have to understand. You don't have to know. You just need to be willing. You need to practice saying, "Here am I, the servant of the Beloved. Let it be for me according to your word." That's why we go to our morning prayers every day, to hear the voice of Gabriel, to practice saying yes. That's why we come to worship week after week, to hear the story so that we can trust the voice of Gabriel, trust this strange greeting. That's why we come to this table over and over again, to let that promise literally fill us. To let that love become part of us. To let that miracle be inside of us. As much as Jesus was inside of Mary. We don't have to understand what happens at communion. We don't even have to believe. We just have to receive. God is doing a wonderful thing. Bringing this dream to reality in you. This is what it means to wait for the coming of Christ. To trust that the Word is made flesh. And to say over and over, "Here am I, a servant of the Beloved. Let it be for me according to your word." Will you pray for me, with me? Gracious God, we await the coming of Christ. We open our hearts that Christ might be born in us. God, we thank you for your infinite love that is beyond our comprehension. We pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace.